American Indian Movement member Leonard Peltier filed the suit against Paul Demain, editor of News from Indian Country, over a 2003 article. The piece suggested AIM leaders had Anna Pictou Aquash executed in 1975 because she knew Peltier killed two FBI agents earlier that same year. Both incidents happened on South Dakota's Pine Ridge Reservation. Peltier is serving two life sentences for the agents' murders, but has denied killing anyone. Many activists consider him a prisoner of conscience. The suit was recently dismissed after Demain wrote a release saying he did not feel Peltier got a fair trial or that he was involved in Aquash's murder. But Demain says several sources say Peltier bragged about killing the agents. He says more people will eventually speak out to confirm Peltier as the trigger man.
I don't believe that, regardless of what occurred with this frivolous and meritless lawsuit that Peltier filed against me to try to stifle freedom of press and freedom of speech, that any of the testimony is going to be beneficial to his position. I believe the public's been deceived, and I surely believe that Leonard Peltier is guilty of shooting the agents he was convicted of killing.
Demain says he also believes most of AIM's leadership in the 1970s were either aware of or involved in Aquash's death. He says the recent murder conviction of Arlo Looking Cloud in the Aquash case helped bring the truth out, as will the trial of an alleged accomplice who's fighting extradition from Canada. Meanwhile, AIM leaders have denounced Demain's claims as lies, calling him a tool of the FBI. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.